This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. President Putin has hailed his victory in the Russian presidential election as an expression of hope and trust. Appearing at a mass rally in central Moscow, he appealed to the crowds for national unity. He said it was important for Russia to be able to move forward and to work as one team. With most of the ballots counted, Mr. Putin is on course to win three-quarters of the vote. But the turnout at 64% was lower than the Kremlin had hoped for. From Moscow, here's Sarah Rainsford.
The result was no surprise, but Mr. Putin told the crowd waving flags below that this was a vote of confidence in him and in their great country. The Kremlin had been anxious for turnout to be high today, so there was all sorts of entertainment at polling stations, from music to giant chess games. It was all meant to lure people in to vote. But this was a ballot with no real competition, after Russia's most popular opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, was barred from the race. Vladimir Putin is popular here, though, where many voters say he's made Russia strong again and blame the West for the new crisis in relations.
Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Putin made his first detailed comments about the poisoning of a Russian double agent and his daughter in the English city of Salisbury. He said it was nonsense to suggest Russia was behind the attack and cast doubt on the British government's assertion that it was carried out with the nerve agent Novichok.
In relation to the tragedy that you mentioned, I learned about it from the media, and for the first thing that came into my mind is that if it was a military operation, people would have died straight away. This is number one. Secondly, Russia does not have those weapons. Russia has demolished all its chemical weapons under the international supervision, with a difference to some of our partners who haven't done it yet.
U.S. politicians, including Republican senators, have warned President Trump against trying to shut down the special counsel investigation into claims of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Donald Trump's personal lawyer has called for an end to the inquiry. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.